This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A new group made up of the state's college and university leaders is working to advocate for more higher education funding in Colorado. Jason Gonzalez of Chalkbeat says the Colorado Trustee Network also has other goals.
What they want to do is explore how to best increase state funding, how to address gaps in college opportunities, and how to connect students with jobs. Colorado ranks near the bottom in terms of state investment in public higher education, and this trustee network sees this opportunity during the pandemic when funding has been cut as an opportunity to increase funding and also bring greater awareness to what Coloradans need to graduate and get jobs.
That's Chalkbeat's Jason Gonzalez. Workers at the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley have started to get coronavirus vaccines. They're among a group of essential workers that is newly eligible in Colorado today.
Right arm is okay?
Yeah.
Right here?
Yep, that's
fine. All right, just relax your arm.
Yep.
There you go.
Well, pretty.
Adam Reyes from KUNC provided that sound from Greeley this morning. State officials plan to vaccinate more than 300 people an hour today and tomorrow. JBS was an early hotspot for COVID-19. 7 people died, and there is still an ongoing outbreak at the plant. And thank you for tuning in to All Things Considered on CPR News. It is 5:34 on a Friday. Ted Ruskin was touched by 2 of the biggest pandemics in recent history. First, he lost the love of his life to HIV/AIDS. Then he was one of the nearly 6,000 Coloradans to lose their lives to the coronavirus. His friends and family remember him as a fun and generous person.
Judaism does put a value on what they call tikkun olam, you know, repairing the world. He took that value very seriously, making the world a better place than you found it.
That story is part of our look back at Coloradans lost to COVID-19 in the past year. Ted's story is coming up in 10 minutes. And stick around after that to hear an update on one of the 3 women accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. She claims the governor's staff did not properly investigate the matter. That story is coming up at the top of the next hour. Stay tuned.